things happening around the house, and I want to go quickly to the evangelist tonight. I don't want to take up too much time, but I want to stop and say to all of our guests that we are so excited that you are here. Why don't we make our guests feel welcome? When you are here, make yourself at home. Whatever you need is available in God's house tonight. It is so wonderful to have made the acquaintance of the Dunn family. Did we not hear from God on Sunday? Praise God. And they are with us still. And we had an evangelist scheduled tonight, Brother Irvin. But if we didn't have Brother Irvin scheduled, Brother Dunn would have been in the pulpit again tonight. He did such a masterful job on Sunday. And we look forward to them coming back through Birmingham and preaching and being with us. We have had a wonderful time of fellowship with their family. Praise God. And so many good things happening around the house of God. Of course, you've already heard us make mention tonight that we need to continue to pray for Brother Dustin and Sister Brittany during this difficult time, Brother Hudson, and pray the strength of God be with them and wrap our arms of love around them during this challenging time, this season in their life. And we're believing that God is going to help them and continue to be with them. We are so excited that last night at 11 o'clock p.m. that a young man came into the house and was baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of his sins. And when he came up out of the water, Brother Michael's friend was talking in another language. I'm here to tell you that it's still the will of God for the Holy Ghost to be poured out upon all flesh. Praise God. It is so good to see Brother David and Sister Rachel back in the house. How many of you love Brother David and Sister Rachel? Praise God. We love you. We love you. We love you. We are so glad that you are able to be back in the house of God. They have been through a difficult season, but our prayers are with you, and we love you, and we are so glad that you are able to be in the house of God tonight. Praise God. God is doing so many good things. Praise God. We have some new flyers in the back. We're so thankful for Sister Jill and others who have been helping us to expedite some of what is happening here with our promotional material. We are so excited. Brother Daniel has been having a Be Free class on Wednesday night from 5:30 to 6:30, and there are some flyers in the foyer for that. So if you know someone who is struggling with drug addiction, substance abuse, alcohol addiction, you want to go ahead and give them one of these flyers and invite them. We want to minister to every part of our community. And there is no area in our community that is more impacted by substance abuse. We don't want to shun people. We want to invite them to the house of God. We know what can transform a human heart, and that is the power of the name of Jesus. That is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And we are so thankful for that. Brother Sutton sends his regards from Costa Rica. They are having a wonderful time in the Holy Ghost there. They have baptized 7 already, and they are seeing God do an incredible work. And we are looking forward to him being back here on Saturday, back in the pulpit on Sunday. And we are looking forward to the wonderful reports of what God did there while they were there. Praise God. Brother Irvin, come and preach to us tonight. Why don't you lift your hands, lift a shout to heaven as he comes. Preach to us, man of God.
Somebody give God a shout of praise in the house. Come on, is anybody glad to be in God's house on a Wednesday night?
¿Está alguien contento estar en la iglesia?
Come on, clap your hands, all ye people.
Pueblos todos, aplaudan las manos.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Clamen a Dios con victoria.
Somebody shout unto God like you've got the victory tonight.
Alguien enseñe que tenga la victoria.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord.
Me da tanto gusto estar en la casa de Dios.
So good to be home tonight.
Me da gusto estar en casa.
Amen. There's no place like home.
No hay un lugar como esta casa.
I'm glad to be among the people of God.
Estoy contento estar con el pueblo de Dios.
Amen. Let's go right to the word of God, Hebrews chapter 6.
Vamos rápidamente a Hebreos.
While you're turning there, let me say what an honor it is to have my friend, Brother Isaiah Dunn, in the house and his family.
Es un honor tener mi amigo Isaías aquí.
These are great people in the kingdom of God. They're doing the work of God.
Estos son grandes en el reino de Dios. Están haciendo la obra de Dios.
And they're doing a great work.
Y están haciendo una gran obra.
Amen. I was blessed by the preaching on Sunday.
Yo fui bendecido el domingo.
And I can't wait to see what God's going to continue to do in this family.
Y estoy emocionado de lo que Dios va a hacer en esta familia.
Praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
We had a wonderful weekend in Indiana this weekend.
Tuvimos una buena semana en Indiana.
Me and Brother Antoine went back to the church that we did the conference at.
Mi hermano Antoine y yo fuimos a la iglesia.
We taught them about Bible studies this weekend.
Y les enseñamos de los estudios bíblicos.
And before we left, they were already teaching Bible studies.
Y antes que nos fuimos ya estaban enseñando estudios.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Two were baptized in Jesus' name.
Dos fueron bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. And God's pouring out His Spirit everywhere. I'm glad to be connected with the kingdom of God. Is anybody glad?
Y Dios está derramando su espíritu en todas partes.
Hebrews chapter 6.
Hebreos capítulo 6.
We'll begin reading in verse 17.
Vamos a estar en verso 17.
The Bible says, "Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie." Somebody say, "It was impossible for God to lie."
Alguien diga, es imposible que Dios mienta.
"That we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil." The Bible said, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul." And I want to preach to us for just a couple moments tonight.
Y les quiero predicar por unos momentos.
An anchor that won't fail.
Un ancla que no falla.
An anchor that won't fail.
Un ancla que no falla.
I wonder, can we put our Bibles down all over the house?
O que pongan las Biblias a un lado.
Somebody lift up your voice and begin to pray right now.
Y alguien levante su voz y empiece a orar.
Mighty God, we love you in this house.
Dios, te amamos.
God, we need a move of your spirit right now.
Dios, necesitamos que te muevas ahorita.
Come on, somebody touch heaven right now.
Alguien toque el cielo ahorita.
Oh, we need you in the sanctuary today.
O te necesitamos en el santuario.
God, we can't do this without you.
No lo podemos hacer sin ti.
It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord.
No es por fuerza y poder, pero por tu espíritu.
We need you in this house, oh God.
Te necesitamos en esta casa.
Somebody say in Jesus' name.
Alguien diga en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Clap your hands one more time as you're seated in the house.
Aplauden sus manos una vez más.
Praise God. Praise God. An anchor that won't fail.
Un ancla que no falla.
We live this thing called life.
Vivimos esto que se llama vida.
And all of us have a life to live.
Y todos tenemos una vida que vivir.
And we all want some of the same things.
Y todos queremos cosas similares.
We want a nice house to live in.
Queremos una nueva casa.
We want a nice car to drive.
Un carro bueno.
We want a good job with a 401k.
Queremos un buen trabajo con 401k.
We want to be able to make sure we're set at the end of the day.
Queremos estar seguros que estamos bien al final del día.
We're just alike, really.
Somos similares.
Most people are aiming for some of the same things.
Casi todos están alcanzando la misma cosa.
And so we live this life.
So vivimos esta vida.
And we begin to pursue the things of this life.
Y empezamos a perseguir las cosas de la vida.
We begin to build our family.
Empezamos a hacer la familia.
And there's nothing wrong with building a family.
No hay nada con edificar una familia.
We begin to build our careers and our jobs.
Empezamos a enfocar en las carreras y los trabajos.
And there's nothing wrong with being a hard-working person.
Y no hay nada malo con ser trabajador.
We begin to build the things that we have in this life.
Empezamos a construir las cosas que tenemos aquí.
And as we build,
y mientras trabajamos,
there's a danger in the building process.
Hay un peligro cuando estás construyendo.
Because as we begin to focus on these temporal things,
porque cuando te enfocas en las cosas temporales,
we can lose sight of the house of God.
Puedes perder la vista de la casa
de
Dios.
We can lose sight of the word of God.
Puedes perder vista de la palabra.
And we can lose sight of God himself.
Y puedes perder vista de Dios mismo.
Because what begins to happen with everybody.
Que lo que empieza a pasar con todos.
The Bible says that it rains on the just and on the unjust.
La Biblia dice que llueve sobre el justo y todos.
And so at some point in time.
So en algún punto de la vida.
The storms of life are going to pass by.
Las tormentas de la vida pasarán.
At some point in time.
En algún punto en la vida.
You're going to find yourself in a desperate situation.
Te vas a encontrar en una situación desesperada.
At some point in time.
En algún punto en tu vida.
You're going to find yourself reeling because life has knocked you down.
Te vas a encontrar acomodado y tirado en el piso.
And at that time you're going to find yourself in a position.
Y en ese momento vas a estar en una posición.
That you're just trying to get a hold of something.
Que nomás estás queriendo agarrar de algo.
You're just trying to get something that's going to be able to hold you up.
Solamente quieres agarrar algo para sostenerte.
But can I tell you today on a Wednesday night?
Pero te puedo decir esta noche.
that money won't be able to hold the weight of your life.
Que ese dinero no te puede sostener.
That house that you live in won't be able to hold the weight of your life.
Que la casa que has construido no te puede sostener.
That all the things in this temporal world won't be able to stand against the weight of your life.
Todas las cosas temporales no podrán sostenerte.
So when the storm starts to go in,
so cuando la tormenta empieza a venir,
when the rain starts to fall in,
y la lluvia empieza a caer,
you gotta get a hold of an anchor that won't fail.
Tienes que agarrar de algo que no falla.
You gotta get a hold of something that's stable.
Tienes que agarrar algo que está firme.
You gotta get a hold of something that won't let you down.
Tienes que agarrarte algo que no te va a fallar.
Somebody say amen in the
house.
Alguien
diga amen.
It is the nature. It is our nature.
Es la naturaleza, nuestra naturaleza.
To live this day-to-day life.
De vivir este día con día.
And focus on things that are temporal.
Y enfocarte en lo temporal.
And put our time into things that won't last.
Y poner nuestro tiempo en cosas que no duran.
But I just come with a simple word on a Wednesday night.
Pero vengo con palabra simple.
To let you know that you got to get a hold of something that's sure.
Y dejarte saber que tienes que agarrar algo firme.
You got to get a hold of something that's steadfast.
Tienes que agarrar algo que no falla.
You got to get a hold of something that's unmovable.
Tienes que agarrar algo que no se mueve.
Because the storms of life are going to come.
Porque las tormentas de la vida van a venir.
And the rain is going to fall.
Y la lluvia va a caer.
And the question that's here on a Wednesday night.
Y la pregunta que está aquí esta noche.
Is what are you holding on to?
Es a qué te estás agarrando.
I come to tell somebody on a Wednesday night.
Le vengo a decir algo esta noche.
That your money won't be able to hold you up.
Que tu dinero no te va a sostener.
I come to tell somebody tonight.
Le vengo a decir alguien esta noche.
That all of the resources that you think you have.
Que todos tus recursos que piensas que tienes.
Are not going to be able to stand under the pressure.
No van a poner para tener la presión.
Of the life that you're trying to lead.
De la vida que tú quieres vivir.
But if I can just get a hold of God.
Pero si puedo agarrar a Dios.
If I can just get a hold of Jesus.
Si puedo aferrarme de Jesús.
He'll never let me fall.
Él nunca me deja caer.
I can stand on Jesus.
Puedo pararme en Jesús.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Es Cristo la roca que puedo parado.
All other ground is sinking sand.
No estamos parados en la
arena. I gotta get a hold of the Savior today.
Tengo que agarrar el Salvador.
I gotta get a hold of the Master today.
Tengo que agarrar el Maestro.
I gotta get a hold of Jesus
Tengo
today.
Tengo que agarrar a Jesús este día.
Praise God. We try to lean on things and they let us down.
Queremos recargarnos en cosas.
Tried to lean on my father and my father let me down.
Me quise recargar en mi padre y
tried to lean on my mama and my mama let me down.
Me quise recargar en mi mamá y ella falló.
I tried to lean on my best friend, but my best friend failed me.
Me quise recargar en mi amigo, pero no pude.
But I just come on a Wednesday night.
Pero vine este miércoles.
To introduce somebody to an anchor that won't fail.
Para introducirte a una ancla que no falla.
I just come to let somebody know.
Le vengo a dejar a saber a alguien.
That you gotta get a hold of the Savior.
Que tienes que agarrar al Salvador.
That you gotta get a hold of the Master today.
Te tienes que aferrar al Maestro.
Praise God. Believe I've got a word for somebody tonight.
Yo creo que tengo palabras para alguien.
You've been going through this life and now you've hit a little bit of turbulence.
Has pasado por esta vida y ahora tienes problemas.
And you're wondering how can I stand up on my own two feet.
Y te preguntas cómo me pongo de pie.
Can I just give you a revelation tonight?
Déjate doy revelación.
You won't be able to stand on your own two feet.
No te vas a poder poner de pie.
But you need something sure and steadfast to get a hold of.
Pero necesitas algo seguro para agarrarte.
I come to tell you about Jesus one more time.
Te vengo a decir una vez más de Jesús.
You must have forgot in your pursuit of this life.
Tal vez te olvidaste en tu camino.
You must have forgot about the Savior in your pursuit of happiness.
Tal vez te olvidaste de tu Salvador en tu
felicidad. In your pursuit of all things carnal.
Cuando estás siguiendo tus cosas carnales.
But can I realign us tonight?
Pero podré poner alineación
otra
vez.
To an anchor that never fails.
A una ancla que nunca falla.
To an anchor that'll never let me fall.
A una ancla que nunca me deja caer.
To somebody that I can put my trust in.
A alguien que puedo yo confiar.
To something I can put my hope in.
A algo que puedo poner mi esperanza.
Does anybody know him today?
Habrá alguien que lo conoce.
Is anybody tethered to him today?
Habrá alguien conectado con él.
Come on, clap your hands all over this house.
O aplauden sus manos.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
That by two immutable things.
Que por dos cosas inmutilables.
In which it was impossible for God to lie.
En la cual era imposible que Dios mienta.
That we may have a strong consolation.
Para que podamos tener fuerte consolación.
Or a strong solace.
Un consuelo.
That the God that can't lie.
Que el Dios que no puede mentir.
Will never let me fall.
Nunca me deja caer.
But here's the difference between God and people.
Pero esta es la diferencia de Dios y el pueblo.
Look at your hands.
Mira tus manos.
You are a fallen person.
Tú eres un alguien caído.
The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
La Biblia dice que todos han pecado y han caído cortos de la gloria.
And so there's no perfect people in here.
So no hay nadie perfecto aquí.
Can I get an amen in the house?
¿Podrá haber un amén?
For all of the people that come into the house of the Lord.
Para todos los que vienen a esta casa.
And you feel like just because we got on a suit and a tie.
Y te sientes que nomás porque tenemos trajes.
That you're looking at a perfect people.
Que estás mirando un pueblo perfecto.
But the contrast is true.
Pero es al revés.
That we're all broken and busted.
Estamos todos quebrados.
In hope of a savior.
Y necesitando un salvador.
I needed God to reach down and save my soul.
Necesito yo que Dios alcance y me salve.
I needed God to help me in my time of trouble.
Yo necesitaba la ayuda de Dios.
And I still need God today.
Y aún necesito a Dios hoy.
But the difference between man and God.
Pero la diferencia de Dios y hombre.
Is I know some trustworthy people.
Es que no yo gente confiada.
And I know some people that I love.
Yo conozco a personas que amo.
And that I know they wouldn't lie to me.
Y yo sé personas que no me echan mentiras.
But the difference is.
Pero la diferencia es.
That with man within you.
Que con hombre adentro de ti.
Somebody point at yourself.
Alguien apúntese a sí mismo.
Because we are fallen.
Porque somos caídos.
We have the capacity on the inside of
tenemos
us to lie.
Tenemos la capacidad dentro para mentir.
Even if you strive to be a perfect person.
Aunque quieres ser perfecto.
Even if you strive to be trustworthy.
Aunque tratas de ser confiable.
Deep down on the inside of you.
Adentro en lo profundo.
There's a monster on the inside.
Hay un monstruo adentro.
And if you ever let him out.
Y si tú lo dejas para fuera.
He has the possibility that he can lie.
Él tiene la posibilidad de mentir.
And so that's why I don't put my trust in my brother.
So yo por eso no confío en mi hermano.
That's why I don't put my trust in other people.
No, pero yo confío en los demás.
Because they have the capacity to lie.
Porque tienen la capacidad de mentir.
They have the capacity to let me down.
Tienen la capacidad de fallar.
But I gotta put my hope in Jesus.
Pero tengo que poner mi esperanza en Jesús.
Because it is impossible for him to lie.
Que es imposible que Dios mienta.
Jesus is bound to his word.
Jesús está atado a su palabra.
And everything that he speaks.
Y todo lo que él habla.
It becomes truth.
Es verdad.
So even if you think Jesus is about to lie,
so si piensas que Jesús va a mentir,
as soon as the words leave his mouth,
en cuanto las palabras se van de su
no
boca,
matter what the present reality is,
no importa la realidad presente,
whatever he just said has become truth.
Lo que él acaba de decir es verdad.
And so I can lean on my God.
So me puedo recargar en mi Dios.
I can put my hope in Jesus.
Puedo poner mi esperanza en Jesús.
I can trust in God.
Puedo confiar en Dios.
Because he'll never let me fall.
Porque él no me deja caer.
And he'll never fail me.
Y nunca me fracasará.
Does anybody know this to be true today?
¿Habrá alguien que sabe que eso
you
real?
Found a God.
Tú tienes un Dios.
That'll not, that won't lie to you today.
Que no te va a dejar.
But you found a God.
Pero encontraste a un Dios.
That you can lean on in your time of trouble.
En el cual te puedes recargar.
Praise God. He said this hope is our refuge.
Él dijo, esta esperanza es nuestro refugio.
How many know where you were when God found you?
¿Cuántos saben dónde estaban cuando Dios te encontró?
How many remember the wreck that your life was in when God reached down and grabbed you out of the pit of hell?
¿Cuántos se acuerdan el problema de tu vida anterior?
How many remember the condition that you were in?
¿Cuántos se encuentran acuerdan la
the
condición?
The wreck that you were.
Los problemas que tenías.
Can you remember all the times that you should have died?
¿Te acuerdas todas las veces que
can
tenías que morir?
Can you remember all the times that God should have walked away from you?
¿Te puedes acordar las veces que Dios tenía
do
que
do I got any real people in the house?
¿Tendré personas que se acuerdan?
That'll testify.
Que pueden testificar.
And let somebody know.
Y dejen a alguien saber.
I'm thankful to God.
Estoy agradecido este
that
día.
That he didn't let me die in my trouble.
Que Dios no me dejó morir.
I'm thankful to God.
Estoy agradecido.
That he didn't let me die in my dilemma.
Que él no me dejó morir en mi
I'm
problema.
I'm thankful to God.
Estoy agradecido.
That he saved me right on time.
Que él me salvó a tiempo.
Praise God. Praise God. And so we put our hope in things
so ponemos esperanza en cosas
that are temporary.
Que son temporales.
We put our hope in things
ponemos esperanza
that don't amount to anything at the end of the day.
En cosas que no importan al final
del
día.
We put our hope in things
ponemos esperanza
in anchors that will fail.
En anclas que fallarán.
Can I tell you when the weight of your situation comes crashing down?
Te puedo decir que cuando la presión de esa situación viene.
On whatever you have elevated above your God.
En todo lo que has levantado más que tu Dios.
Can I tell you you're putting it into an anchor that'll give way?
Estás poniendo confianza en un ancla que falla.
Can I tell you it won't be able to stand the weight that you're going to put on it?
Y no podrá aguantar el peso que le pones.
But we serve a God.
Pero servimos a un Dios.
We serve a God.
Servimos a un Dios.
Who is sure and steadfast.
Que es seguro y seguro.
And he's able to hold up my life.
Y él puede agarrar mi vida.
But not only is he able to hold up my life.
Pero no solamente mi vida.
He's able to hold up your life.
Él puede agarrar tu vida
and
también.
Your life.
Y tu vida.
And your life.
Y tu vida.
Can I tell you, we've got an anchor today.
Tenemos un ancla este día.
That'll never fail us.
Que nunca nos fallará.
We've got an anchor today.
Tenemos un ancla.
That when I put all the stress of my situation.
Que cuando ponga la presión de mi situación.
He's still gonna hold me.
Aún me detendrá.
I know this is simple preaching tonight.
Yo sé que es simple esta noche.
But the Holy Ghost told me to let somebody know in this sanctuary.
Pero el Espíritu me dijo que dejar a alguien saber.
That everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
Que todo lo que puede ser sacudido va a ser sacudido.
And everything that can be moved will be moved.
Y todo lo que puede ser movido se va a mover.
Can I tell you today, new life?
Te puedo decir nueva vida.
That as we continue to elevate in the revival that God's sending.
Que mientras seguimos en este avivamiento.
That the sifter is coming.
Que viene alguien que va a mover.
Can I tell you that there will be a shaking?
Te digo que va a haber alguien que va a sacudir.
Can I tell you today that it's not going to come easy?
Y no va a ser fácil.
Can I tell you, if you think we're gonna make it just si, skipping along,
si piensas que lo vas a hacer, no
that
más fácil,
you've got another thing coming.
Tienes otra cosa que viene.
But God sent a preacher on a Wednesday night.
Pero Dios mandó un predicador
to let somebody know.
Para dejar saber a alguien.
You better get a hold of an anchor that won't fail.
Debes agarrarte de un ancla que no
the
falla.
Enemy is coming to kill.
Porque viene
to steal.
A matar.
And to destroy.
El enemigo a destruir.
But you gotta get a hold of something.
Pero tienes que agarrarte de
that
algo
won't fail you.
Que no te fallará.
My God. Come on, somebody lift up your voice.
O alguien
right
levante su voz.
Come on, we live in a day.
Vivimos en un día.
Well, we can't just come play church.
Donde no más podemos jugar a iglesia.
We live in a day.
Vivimos en un día.
Where we gotta desperately get a hold of God.
Que desesperadamente
we live in a day.
Tenemos que un
where
día.
We can't just come and just brush by God.
No solo podemos venir
but
a jugar.
Somewhere along the line, saint of God.
Pero en algún punto en tu vida.
Hear this preacher in the Holy Ghost tonight.
Escuchen este predicador.
The sifter is on his way.
Viene el que sacude.
And everything that can be shaken.
Y todo lo que puede ser sacudido.
If you're not holding on to an anchor that'll hold you.
Si no estás aferrado a un ancla.
You're gonna fall away.
Te vas a caer.
Can I tell this church tonight that there will be a great falling away
que va a haber una caída.
And the enemy wants to knock you off of your post
y el enemigo te quiere tumbar.
And everything that's not nailed down
y todo lo que no está clavado.
Everything that's not holding on
todo lo que no está aferrado.
Everything that doesn't have a hold of the anchor
todo lo que no está agarrado del ancla.
You're going to be washed away
vas a ser quitado.
Hear this preacher tonight
escúchenme esta noche.
I feel the Holy Ghost right
siento
now
el Espíritu Santo.
I'm trying to save somebody's soul.
Yo quiero salvar la alma de alguien
ahorita. I'm telling you, he is on the way today.
Él viene en camino.
And he is not playing games.
Él no está jugando.
He doesn't care what your last name is.
Él no importa tu apellido.
He doesn't care how much money you've got.
Él no importa cuánto
he
dinero
don't care
tienes.
How long you've been in the church.
Él no importa cuánto
I'm telling you,
estado.
Today is the day
este es el día
that you get a hold of an anchor
que te tienes que agarrar
that
el ancla
won't fail.
Que no falla.
You get a hold of an anchor
tienes que agarrar la
that'll
ancla
never let you fall.
Que nunca te deja.
Praise God. Praise God. We've seen it happen.
Lo hemos visto.
People that we thought were stable.
Personas que pensaban que eran estables.
People that we thought were steadfast.
Personas que eran firmes.
At some point they were unmovable.
En algún punto no se podían mover.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Siempre estando en la obra del Señor.
And you've watched them walk away.
Y tú lo has visto alejados.
Can I tell you today?
Te digo esta noche.
That a greater than me has fallen.
Que alguien mejor que yo ha caído.
And a greater than you has fallen.
Y alguien mejor que tú ha caído.
My God, my God. We got to get a hold of something tonight, church.
Tenemos que agarrar algo esta
we
noche.
We got to get a hold of an anchor tonight.
Tenemos que agarrar un ancla
we got to get
noche.
A hold of something that's going to be able to take us through the storm.
Tenemos que agarrar algo que pasa
we
got to
get a hold of something that we can say.
Tenemos que agarrar algo que podemos decir.
God said it was impossible to lie.
Dios dice, es imposible que mienta.
So if I can get a hold of his promise,
so si puedo agarrar esta promesa,
I'm going to make it another day.
Lo voy a hacer otro día.
If I can get a grip on the promises
si
of
puedo
God,
agarrar la promesa de Dios,
then it's going to be my meat.
Entonces eso me va a sostener.
It's help me make it through my storm.
Eso va a ayudar por azar.
Somebody clap your hands.
Alguien aplaude sus manos ahorita.
Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
Which hope we have.
La esperanza que tenemos.
As an anchor of the soul.
Como un ancla en el alma.
That word hope.
Esa palabra.
The Hebrew word of hope is tikva.
La palabra es tifa.
And tikva simply means expectation.
Y tifa es expectación.
It means I'm hoping for something or I've got a great expectation.
Eso quiere decir que tengo una gran esperanza.
That what God said,
que lo que Dios dijo,
he was also able to do.
Él también lo puede hacer.
And so that's why we come to the house of God.
Y por eso venimos a la casa.
It's because I need to get a hold of hope today.
Es porque tengo que aferrarme a la esperanza.
That even though the world is rocking right now,
y aunque el mundo está sacudiendo,
if I get a hold of the hope,
así puedo agarrar la esperanza,
that's connected to the anchor,
que está conectado a la ancla,
then I can stand my ground.
Entonces puedo quedarme firme.
I come to tell somebody in the sanctuary,
le voy a decir a alguien ahorita,
that you got to get some expectation in your spirit,
que tienes que agarrar esperanza
en
tu espíritu,
and you got to get a hope,
y tienes que agarrar
a that's connected to the anchor today,
que te puede conectar al ancla,
and it won't fail you,
y no te fallará.
In the Israel,
pero Israel,
our national anthem,
nacional,
it's ha-tikva.
Es ha-tifa.
It means the hope.
Significa la esperanza.
It basically, I'm paraphrasing, but it basically says that we still have a hope.
Y dice que aún tenemos esperanza.
And they were talking about being scattered and regathered.
Y estaban hablando de siendo esparcidos y
and so when they stand up and they sing that,
so cuando se paran y cantan eso,
they're saying we still have an expectation.
Dicen, seguimos teniendo esperanza.
That what God said in his word,
que lo que Dios dijo en su palabra,
he was also able to do.
Él también lo podía hacer.
I come to tell somebody on a Wednesday night,
le vengo a decir a alguien esta noche,
that God's giving you some hope today.
Que Dios te está dando esperanza.
And sometimes hope is all that you've got to
y a veces
hold on
esperanza
to.
Es lo único que tienes.
You may not see it in the natural world.
Tal vez no lo ves naturalmente.
But as long as you've got some hope or expectation,
pero si tienes esperanza,
God's able to do what he said he was able
Dios
to
puede
do.
Hacer lo que él dijo que iba a hacer.
Somebody clap your hands if you believe
alguien
that.
Alguien aplaude sus manos si lo creen.
The word tifa.
La palabra tifa.
It comes from a root word,
viene de una palabra,
which is quava,
que es quava.
And that word quava,
y esa palabra quava,
it simply means
simplemente significa
a cord or a rope.
Una cuerda o una hilo.
I think about
me pienso yo,
Jeremiah 29:11.
De Jeremías 29.
He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord.
Dice, yo sé los pensamientos que pienso.
They are thoughts of peace and not of evil.
Pensamientos de paz y no maldad.
He said, to give you an expected end.
Dice, para darte un final.
Can I tell you what hope is today?
Te digo lo que es esperanza este día.
Hope is a cord.
Esperanza es una cuerda.
Hope is a cord from where I am right now.
Esperanza es una cuerda donde estoy
in
ahorita.
My present situation.
En mi situación presente.
Even though I may not be able to see where God is taking
aunque
me
no
to.
Puedo ver dónde me está llevando Dios.
Even though I may not be able to understand why I got to go through what I got to go through.
Aunque no puedo entender por qué estoy pasando por lo
he
que
said,
paso.
Here's what I'm going to give you.
Dice, esto es lo que te voy a dar.
I'm going to give you a little bit of hope.
Te voy a dar poquito esperanza.
He said, and you're going to be able to hold on to something.
Y te puedes agarrar de algo.
When life gets to rocking,
cuando la vida se empieza a mover.
When the waves get to beating on the boat,
cuando las olas empiezan a golpear.
You're gonna be able to hold on to a hope.
Te puedes agarrar de una esperanza.
They say, how can you have peace?
Dice, ¿cómo puedes tener paz?
In times like these,
en tiempos como estos.
You gotta let them know I've got a hope today.
Tienes que dejarles saber tengo esperanza.
I'm tethered to an anchor that won't fail.
Estoy en una ancla que
I'm
no falla.
I'm tethered to a hope today.
Tengo una esperanza.
He told them in Jeremiah.
Que dijo en Jeremías.
He said, "You're going to be in captivity."
Van a estar en cautiverio.
He said, "I want you to build houses."
Quiero que hagan casas.
I want you to plant vineyards.
Quiero que planten viñas.
He said, and the diviners, the prophets are going to come and tell you.
Dice, los profetas te van a venir a decir.
That this is going to be a quick work.
Que esto va a ser obra rápido.
He said, but don't listen to them.
Pero no escuches a ellos.
He said, you're going to be in this situation for 70 years.
Vas a estar ahí por 70 años.
And then in verse 11.
Y luego el verso 11.
He lets them know.
Los deja saber.
He said, I know the plans that I have for you.
Yo sé los planes que tengo para ti.
He said, thoughts of peace and not of evil.
Pensamientos de paz y no maldad.
He said, and I got somewhere I'm taking you.
Y tengo un lugar.
What he gave them in that verse,
cuando el que dice en el verso,
is he gave them a rope.
Es que le dio una cuerda.
Or he gave them some hope.
O les dio esperanza.
Even though I got to walk through what I've got to walk through.
Aunque tengo que caminar por lo que camino.
In order to get to the destination that God is calling
para llegar
me to.
Al destino que Dios me ha llamado.
I might get knocked down sometimes.
Tal vez me caigo a veces.
I might fall sometimes.
Tal vez me caigo a veces.
I may lose my footing sometimes.
Tal vez pierda mi resbalo.
But as long as I lay hold to the hope,
pero si estoy agarrado de la esperanza,
that's connected to the anchor.
Que está conectado a la ancla.
I can stand firm.
Me puedo parar firme.
I can stand steadfast.
Me puedo parar parado.
I can stand flat-footed and say,
me puedo parar y decir,
God is still good.
Dios sigue siendo bueno.
All the time.
Todo el tiempo.
And he's working it out for my good.
Y lo está obrando para bien.
He said, I know where I'm taking you. I want somebody to hear me right now. You're walking through seasons of your life that you don't have the answers for. And you're wondering, is God who he said he was? The preachers come to let you know that though we may not be able to understand what God would do in his infinite wisdom, is he would say, baby, you got to get a hold of hope today. And when you get a hold of that hope, that hope is going to take you all the way.
Esa esperanza te lleva hasta el final.
I know you're not where I'm taking you right now.
Yo sé que no estás donde quieres ir.
But you better grab a hold of hope today.
Pero tienes que agarrar la esperanza este día.
Because that hope is connected to the anchor that
Porque
won't fail.
Esa esperanza está agarrado a la ancla.
I come to preach to somebody on a Wednesday night.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien esta noche.
That you might have lost your rope today.
Que tal vez perdiste la cuerda.
You gotta go and find the rope today.
Tienes que ir a encontrar
you
este
gotta
día.
Go and get a hold of hope today.
Tienes que agarrarte la
you may
hoy.
Think it's a foregone conclusion.
Te tienes que agarrar el ancla.
You may think it's too late for God to step in.
Tal vez piensas que es muy tarde.
But I've got a hope today.
Pero yo tengo esperanza
Though
este
I may
día.
Fall,
que aunque me caiga,
I still got hope today.
Aún tengo esperanza.
Somebody clap your hands and give God
Alguien
praise.
Aplaude sus manos.
Somebody in this sanctuary right now.
Alguien aquí en esta casa.
You've lost your rope.
Has perdido tu cuerda.
You've lost your hope.
Has perdido tu esperanza.
And if you don't have hope, what do you have?
Y si no tienes esperanza, ¿qué tienes? Cuando viene a empezar a sacudir.
And when all hell breaks loose in your life.
Y todo el infierno se suelta en tu vida.
And when you get rocked by situations that you don't understand.
Y eres movido por situaciones que
I'm
no entiendes.
I'm preaching to you tonight, new life.
Estoy predicando esta noche.
I'm giving you everything I've got right now.
Estoy dando todo lo que tengo.
I want somebody to hear me in the Holy Ghost.
Quiero que me escuchen ahorita.
It was the will of God.
Era la voluntad de Dios.
That his people time after time.
Que su pueblo una y otra vez.
As we read throughout the pages of his word.
Mientras miramos en las palabras
it
de la Biblia.
It was the will of God.
Era la voluntad de
that
Dios.
Though they didn't know how they were going to make it to another day, that he gave them something to hold on to.
Él les dio algo para que se agarraran.
I come to tell somebody, you got to find hope again.
Le vengo a decir a alguien, agarra esperanza.
You got to get a hold of the rope again.
Tienes que agarrar la cuerda otra vez.
It may be the only thing that you've got in your trial.
Tal vez es lo único que tengas.
Can I talk to you about Joseph?
Déjate hablo de Job.
When Joseph got a promise from God,
cuando José agarró una promesa de Dios,
and after he got the promise from God,
después que agarró la promesa
he
de
was
Dios,
thrown into a pit.
Fue aventado en un pozo.
And by all accounts, this was going in the opposite direction.
Y por toda historia fue al opuesto.
It's almost like he turned his back on the plan of God.
Es como si Dios se volteó al plan.
And now he's in a pit.
Y ahora está en un pozo.
And he's wondering, God, what about the promise that you gave me?
Y está preguntando, Dios, ¿qué tal la promesa?
God, what about the dreams that you gave me?
Dios, ¿qué pasó con el sueño que me diste?
God, how am I going to get from here to there?
Dios, ¿cómo llegaré de aquí a mi sueño?
Can I preach to somebody in this sanctuary?
¿Le puedo predicar a alguien esta noche?
That in the middle of the pit,
que en medio de tu pozo,
Job got a hold of hope.
Él agarró la esperanza.
Job got a hold of something.
Él agarró algo.
And he was tethered to an anchor that wouldn't fail.
Y estaba conectado a un ancla que no fallaba.
As Job began to contemplate his life
mientras él empezaba a pensar en su vida,
and the place that he was standing
y el lugar donde él estaba parado,
the only thing that can minister to him in that time
lo único que lo ministraba en ese tiempo,
was the promise that God gave.
Era la promesa que Dios le dio.
I come to ask this church a question tonight.
Te vengo a preguntar esta noche,
what has God promised you?
¿Qué te ha prometido Dios a ti?
I come to ask you individual tonight,
te vengo a preguntar individualmente,
what dreams did God give you?
¿Qué sueños tienes
and
tú?
I know you may not be walking in it right now,
y tal vez no estás caminando en eso ahorita,
but what God said he was going to do,
pero lo que Dios dijo que iba a hacer,
he's still gonna do it.
Él aún lo va a hacer.
I've got a promise tonight.
Yo tengo una promesa esta noche.
That everything is gonna be all right.
Que todo va a estar bien.
I got a promise, new life.
Yo tengo una promesa.
That even though we're walking in the valley of the shadow of death,
que aunque caminas en valle de sombra de muerte,
God is right there with you.
Dios está ahí contigo.
You gotta get a hold of a rope tonight.
Tienes que agarrar una cuerda esta noche.
And you gotta believe that God's still able to do what he said.
Y tienes que creer que Dios todavía puede.
Somebody praise him if you believe that.
Alguien
right.
Alábelo si lo creen.
It was Jesus.
Era Jesús.
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
En el jardín de Getsemaní.
As he was walking towards what would about to be the end.
Cuando caminaba hacia el final.
And he prays this prayer.
Y ora esta oración.
He said, "Let this cup pass from me."
Dice que pase este vaso de mí.
But what happens with hope?
Pero lo que pasa con esperanza.
Is that sometimes hope is two-sided.
Es que a veces la esperanza tiene dos lados.
Or an anchor is two-sided.
O un ancla tiene dos lados.
Because as Jesus was standing there.
Porque cuando Jesús estaba parado ahí.
In his flesh, he was trying to find a way out.
En su carne quería salir.
But what happens when you get tethered to a hope?
Pero lo que pasa cuando te conectas a una esperanza.
And you get connected to an anchor that won't fail you.
Y eres conectado a un ancla que no te falla.
Is it puts you in a position?
Te pone en una posición.
Where you are unmovable.
Donde eres inmovible.
And so Jesus is standing here in front of his destiny.
So Jesús está parado enfrente de su destino.
And he says in himself.
Y dice en sí mismo.
He said, "Let this cup pass from me."
Que pase este vaso.
But sometimes what happens with hope.
Pero a veces lo que pasa con esperanza.
And sometimes what happens with an anchor.
Y a veces lo que pasa con un ancla.
Is that when you get so far away from God.
Es que cuando te alejas tanto de Dios.
There's really no slack.
No hay
there's
nada.
No way for me to wiggle out of what I am committed to.
No hay espacio y no me puedo mover.
And so Jesus is standing in front of his destiny.
So Jesús está enfrente de su destino.
And he's holding on to a hope.
Y está agarrando una esperanza.
But what happens with people that walk with God.
Pero lo que pasa con el pueblo que camina. Es que dice, no solamente estoy agarrado. Pero necesito que la esperanza me agarre de mí.
Though I want to get out of this covenant with God.
Aunque me quiera salir de este pacto.
And though I want to get out of what I've got to walk through.
Y aunque quiera salirme donde estoy caminando.
The anchor starts pulling on me.
El ancla me empieza a jalar a mí.
The anchor starts pulling me back.
El ancla me empieza
a jalar
para atrás.
When I want to walk away, the anchor says no.
Cuando me quiero ir, el ancla dice no.
Can I tell somebody in the Holy Ghost right now?
Le vengo a decir a alguien en el Espíritu.
That you got to get that anchor wrapped around you.
Que tienes que agarrar esa ancla alrededor
de ti. And when you feel like giving up.
Y cuando te quieres rendir.
You're going to get to the end of the rope.
Vas a llegar al final de la cuerda.
And when you try to go far as you can,
y cuando te quieres ir,
there's something that's going to pull you back.
Hay algo que te va a jalar para atrás.
But you got to say, you know what?
Pero tienes que decir,
I'm tired of fighting against the plan of God.
Ya no voy a pelear con el plan de Dios.
I'm tired of fighting against the word of God.
Ya no voy a pelear contra la palabra.
God, have your way with me today.
Dios, ten su voluntad.
He said, nevertheless,
dice, sin embargo,
not my will.
No mi voluntad.
But thy will be done.
Pero tu voluntad sea hecha.
When you get a hold of an anchor,
cuando agarras un ancla,
won't fail you.
Que no te falla.
Those airline carriers on those boats.
Esas líneas en los barcos.
Those airline carriers.
Esas líneas.
Ships in the ocean.
Los barcos, las naves en el océano.
They land the plane on those things.
Ponen sus barcos en el barco.
And they have these 5,000 pound chains.
Y tienen estas cadenas de 5,000 libras.
They have a 30,000 pound anchor.
Tienen un ancla de 30,000 libras.
Excuse me, 1,440 pound anchor.
1,400 libras.
And they drop that chain from the boat.
Y dejan caer esa cadena.
And it tethers to the sea floor.
Del barco y cae hacia el mar.
And when those planes come in.
Y cuando esos aves vienen.
And all the weight of those planes begin to drop.
Y el peso de ese avión cae para abajo.
That anchor keeps the ship unmovable.
Esa ancla causa que no se muevan.
And when the storm comes.
Y cuando viene la tormenta.
And the boat wants to sway.
Y el barco se quiere mover.
That anchor keeps the ship unmovable.
Esa ancla causa que no se mueva el barco.
But it's the same thing with our God.
Es lo mismo con nuestro Dios.
That you can make a decision.
Que puedes hacer una decisión.
To hold on to hope.
De agarrar la esperanza.
But what happens with people?
Pero lo que pasa con el pueblo.
Is that they begin to hold on to hope in their midnight hour only.
Agarran su esperanza solamente en el tiempo
and
duro.
And when they want some wiggle room to get out of what God had called them to.
Y quieren espacio para moverse.
They say, you know what? I'm going to put this down.
Dicen, ¿sabe qué? Voy a poner mi esperanza
because
abajo.
It's in your nature to understand.
Porque es en tu naturaleza entender.
That if God's holding on to me.
Que si Dios te dijo.
There's some places that He won't let me go.
Hay lugares que tú no vas
can
a ir.
Can I tell somebody today?
Si Dios te los enseña.
That it's time for you to get hope again.
Es tiempo que agarres la esperanza otra
and
vez.
And it's time for you to let the anchor begin to pull you in the direction it wants to take
es tiempo que dejas esa ancla que te jale a ti.
I'm looking for some people tonight that's not looking for an out.
Estoy buscando personas que no quieren salir.
But I'm looking for some people that'll get a hold of hope today.
Pero estoy buscando a alguien que agarre la esperanza.
And I'm looking for some people that'll let hope get a hold of you
estoy buscando
today.
A alguien que agarre la esperanza y que te agarre a ti.
Clap your hands all over this house.
Aplauden sus manos aquí.
In the book of Joshua.
En el libro de Josué.
We find two spies that are going into the land.
Vemos dos espías que van a la tierra.
And those two spies went into the land and the king found out they were coming.
Y esos dos espías van a la tierra y se dieron cuenta.
Bible says that they turned into a harlot's house.
La Biblia dice que se fueron a una casa
ramera. She hid them on the rooftop.
Y los escondieron en el techo.
Her name was Rahab.
Se llamaba Rahab.
The Bible says that the king came into the house and said, "Where are they?"
La Biblia dice que vinieron a preguntar dónde están.
She said they must have ran away.
Y ella dijo, corrieron.
And they went out and started looking for him.
Y salieron a buscarlos.
And she went up to that rooftop.
Y ella subió al techo.
And she said, "We knew you guys were coming."
Y dijo, sabíamos que venían.
She basically said, "What took you so long?"
Y les dijo, ¿por qué tardaron tanto?
All the men here, their courage has left out of them.
Todos aquí ya tienen miedo.
And we knew that you were going to take over our land.
Y sabíamos que venían a conquistar.
She said, "Where have you been?"
Le dijo, ¿dónde estaban?
And then she said, "You know what?"
Y luego les dijo ella,
she said, "I know I'm outside of covenant."
Saben que yo estoy afuera del pacto.
She said, "But if you can find it in your nature to forgive somebody like me,"
pero si encuentran en su naturaleza,
she said, "I want to be saved because I know you're on your way."
Dice, yo quiero ser salvado.
The Bible says that those men said, "What we want you to do."
La Biblia dice que ellos le dijeron,
is we want you to hang a scarlet rope out of the window.
Que cuelga una cuerda roja.
They said, "We want you to hang that rope out of the window."
Cuerda esa cuerda roja
fuera
de tu ventana.
Get all of your family in the house.
Y agarra toda tu familia en esa casa.
Because when we come, we're going to be looking for the rope.
Porque cuando vengamos te vamos a mirar
esa
cuerda.
And we're going to save your family alive.
Y te salvaremos a tu familia.
My. Three days of hiding in the hills.
Tres días de escondiendo en el montaña.
Three days of consecrating with God.
Tres días de consagrando con Dios.
10 days to heal from the circumcision.
10 días para sanar.
A few days to get over the Jordan.
Unos días para cruzar el Jordán.
7 days to walk around the walls of Jericho.
7 días para caminar las paredes de Jericó.
All this time,
todo este tiempo,
Rahab was waiting.
Rahab estaba esperando.
What was going through Rahab's mind?
¿Qué estaba pasando por la mente de Rahab?
What was she thinking? Were they going to come back for me?
Dice, si vendrán para atrás.
Are they going to remember the covenant that they gave me?
¿Se acordarán de mí?
You see, Rahab didn't have much to hold on to.
Rahab no tenía mucho
que
agarrar.
They were coming to destroy and take Jericho.
Ellos venían a destruir.
And her house was fixed to the wall.
Y su casa estaba en la pared.
And I can hear her.
Y puedo escucharla a ella.
As she's talking out loud, are they going to forget about me?
Mientras ella estaba hablando.
As she's wondering in herself, what's going to happen to my family?
Y ella se está preguntando qué pasará con mi familia.
As she's thinking to herself, they don't have a reason to save me.
Mientras ella piensa, no tienen razón para salvarme.
But then I can see Rahab.
Pero luego puedo mirar a Rahab.
As she would go to that window.
Cuando iba a la ventana.
And she would get a hold of a hope.
Y agarraba una cuerda.
And that was the only thing that could minister to her in that time.
Y era lo único que le daba esperanza.
What am I preaching to you, New Life?
¿Qué te estoy predicando?
I'm preaching that I know we're going through some stuff that doesn't add up sometimes.
Estoy predicando cosas que yo sé que son situaciones.
And I know we're walking through a valley right now.
Y estamos pasando por un valle ahorita.
But I wonder, can somebody get a hold of hope today?
Pero me pregunto si alguien puede ganar
you
esperanza.
You may not be able to see anything else right here before you.
Tal vez no puedes ver nada más.
But all you got to do is get a hold of a scarlet cord.
Pero solamente tienes que agarrar esa cuerda.
And that's going to be your assurance.
Y eso va a ser tu aseguranza.
That what they said they were going to do.
Que lo que ellos dijeron que iban a hacer.
And as she began to hear the footfalls.
Y mientras empezó a escuchar la voz.
She made sure that red cord was hanging out of the window.
Aseguró que esa cuerda estaba fuera.
And it was a word to the people.
Y era una palabra para el pueblo.
That I've got a hope today.
Que yo tengo esperanza este día.
I've got something to hold on to.
Tengo que agarrarme hoy.
I've got peace today.
Tengo paz este día.
You got to get a hold of hope when you don't know what to do.
Tienes que agarrar esperanza cuando no sabes.
You got to get a hold of an anchor when all hell breaks loose in your life.
Tienes que agarrar un ancla cuando los problemas vienen.
You got to be holding on to something when the sifter comes.
Tienes que estar agarrado de algo cuando viene el sacudidor.
Can I tell this church tonight?
¿Te puedo decir a esta iglesia?
That we got a hope tonight.
Que tenemos esperanza esta noche.
I come to preach to somebody about the hope that's beyond the veil.
Le vengo a predicar la esperanza
I come
que
to tell somebody
velo.
About an anchor that'll never fail
Le vengo
you.
A decir a alguien de un ancla que nunca
I
falla.
Come to remind a young person tonight
Quiero acordar a un joven
that
esta
you
noche.
Gotta get a hold of Jesus.
Que tienes que agarrar a Jesús.
That you gotta hold him tight and never let him go.
Tienes que agarrarte macizo y no te sueltes.
Because the enemy is coming.
Porque el enemigo viene.
And he's going to try to rock you to your core.
Y él te va a querer sacudir.
But you got to have a hold of a hope tonight.
Pero tienes que estar aferrado de algo.
That's tethered to an anchor that'll never fail.
Que está conectado a un ancla que no
Somebody
falla.
Clap your hands right now.
Alguien aplaude sus manos ahorita.
What do you have your hope in?
¿En qué tienes tu esperanza?
Be honest with yourself.
Sea honesto.
Do you have more faith in your 401k than you have in God?
¿Tendrás más esperanza en tus finanzas?
Do you have more faith in what you're building than you have in your God?
¿Tendrás más esperanza en lo que construyes?
Can I tell somebody tonight?
¿Le puedo decir a alguien esta noche?
That all of those things,
que todas estas cosas,
as you begin to grab hold of them when the calamity comes,
cuando las empiezas a agarrar cuando vienen los problemas,
they're going to begin to give way.
Se van a empezar a fallar.
The Bible talks about a nail in a sure place.
La Biblia dice algo, un clavo seguro.
Something to hold on to.
Algo con estás agarrado.
It's like when the tornado passes through.
Es como cuando viene el tornado.
And you still see a wall that's still standing.
Y tú aún ves una pared parada.
And everything has came to bring destruction to the neighborhood.
Y todo está destruido.
But the wall is still standing.
Pero la pared que está parada.
And the picture that you put on the wall is still standing.
Y la cosa que pusiste ahí
todavía. I'm talking about a hope like that tonight.
Estoy hablando de esperanza como esa esta
noche. I'm talking about a nail in a sure place.
Estoy hablando de algo seguro.
I'm talking about an anchor that'll never fail.
Estoy hablando de un ancla que nunca te falla.
That'll never let you down today.
Que nunca te fallará.
I come to remind somebody, you gotta get a hold of hope today.
Vengo a cargar a alguien que viene a sacar esperanza.
And you gotta lean on an anchor that'll never fail.
Y te tienes que recargar una ancla.
Stand with me all over this building.
Pónganse de pie.
Can I ask you a question?
De eso le hago una pregunta.
What do you do?
¿Qué haces?
When everything hits your world,
cuando todo pega tu mundo,
and you don't even see it coming,
y ni siquiera lo ves que viene,
what do you do?
¿Qué haces?
When the people that you depended on failed you,
cuando los que confiabas te fallaron,
what do you do?
¿Qué haces?
When the money that you stored up in the bank fails you,
cuando el dinero que ahorraste se falló,
what do you do?
¿Qué haces?
When you need a hold of something and you don't have the answers,
cuando tienes un problema que
what
no tienes
do you
respuesta?
Hold on to?
¿De qué te agarras?
Who do you run to?
¿A quién corres?
Can I propose to you in this sanctuary?
Déjate digo algo.
That the only person that you can run to,
que la única que puedes correr,
is an anchor that'll never fail.
Es un ancla que nunca falla.
Jesus Christ is the anchor that'll never fail.
Jesucristo es la ancla que nunca
He's
falla.
Our hope in our time of
es
need.
Es nuestra esperanza en nuestra necesidad.
He's everything that we need when
es
we're going through hell.
Necesitamos.
Somebody clap your hands all over this house.
Alguien aplaude sus manos aquí.
Every hand lifted in this house right now. I wonder, can we be sensitive? I feel the Holy Ghost ministering to some people right now.
Yo siento el Espíritu Santo ahorita.
I come to tell somebody, we may not have the answers tonight.
Tal vez no tengamos la respuesta esta noche.
But we've got a hope tonight.
Pero tenemos esperanza esta
we've
noche.
Got a hold of an anchor that'll never fail.
Estamos agarrados de un ancla que no falla.
And though life has failed us,
y aunque la vida nos falló,
and we go through situation and circumstance,
y tenemos situación y circunstancia,
if we've got a hold of an anchor,
si estamos agarrados de un ancla,
then he'll never fail us. Hands lifted all over this house. I wonder, can somebody begin to cry out to God?
Alguien empieza a clamar a Dios.
Come on, somebody really pray right now.
Alguien póngase a orar de veras.
Come on, God's helping somebody in
Dios
this
está ayudando alguien ahorita.
God's walking up and down these pews
Dios
right
está
now.
Caminando por este lugar.
He's helping you right now.
Él te está ayudando ahorita.
He's letting you get a hold of hope tonight.
Te está dejando que agarres la esperanza.
Come on, New Life, really pray right now.
Póngase a orar,
come
iglesia.
On, somebody touch the throne of heaven
o
right now.
Trono ahorita.
Come on, somebody get a hold of God right
alguien
now.